Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good day. I'm Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Welcome to my Women in Business International Women's Day celebration. And the topic that we are looking at and we have looked at since the first, since last Tuesday, the 1st of March. And the topic that we are looking at, you know, as you know, is abundant living. And how is abundant living acquired? And is it something that we can aspire to attain? And in presenting our 7-day 10 summit, we looked at various aspects of various things that we believe will contribute to our reaching that place. As one of the panelists talked about, is creating that pot of soup, and putting into that pot of soup certain special ingredients. We also talk about each person being born a special diamond with different facets of it, and that we are all unique. And so we have learned, I believe, one of the things that we have learned is that in the acquisition of abundant living, it's a unique journey. It's individual to us. And so what we presented on the day throughout this tele-summit was that we first situated the whole concept of abundant living within the perspective of what does abundant living mean to you? What's your vision of abundant living? And there are certain things that we look at, the importance of self-love, the importance of having high self-concept and a high confidence. We also look at how we deal with limiting beliefs, because we all know that in the societies that we live and we go in, there are a lot of norms, values, and practices that impact us sometimes very negatively and prevent us from moving forward. And so we also learn about what are some of the characteristics that we need in order to aspire towards gaining a life of abundance. The attributes needed, the attitude needed, or attitudes that are needed. We also looked at the concept of personal development, how important that is to our achieving abundant living. We also looked at the role of social relationships, the friendships that we form, the communities that we are part of, and we also look at mental health and physical health wellness, and how important that is in our realizing and accepting and embracing abundant living. We also look at the concept of the psychology behind it. What's your frame of mind? What are you open to? Are you also able to move beyond the limiting beliefs that we have gotten accustomed to? The negative thoughts of negative self-talk that we normally have and conduct in our heads, and how debilitating those can be and how to get rid of them. We also look at the importance of money, the role of money, and the role that money plays in our lives. And we also looked at the importance or the significance of spirituality in facilitating that whole journey and that whole acquisition. And we also looked, and infinity is a concept that came about, and what resonates with me is that infinity is that as individuals, as a child of God, we are given that opportunity to always be able to access what the universe can give us. It's bountiful. It's the opportunities that is afforded is not limited. And so we can always strive towards attaining abundant living. And so I hope that you listeners can take all of the many factors that we have talked about and bring it together, because it's a holistic approach, in my view, to attaining physical health and wellness. So bringing it together, and as I mentioned earlier, and as one of the women who shared on the platform, she mentioned it's like creating a soup. And so make sure you put all the ingredients necessary. Make sure there is a balance, because there has to be a balance in order for things to work. At least I believe so. And most of the women, and all of the women, as a matter of fact, who participated in the forum, they share that same sentiment. And so I hope that by listening to today's episode and by going back in and listening in archives, that you will gain a greater understanding of what is required to gain abundant living. And I want to also say that it should resonate with you. And what should happen is that you should develop a sense of understanding as to what it requires. And I think understanding, yes, is important to what we said, and understanding your life, because we also pointed out in the discussion that it's a unique experience. It's something that everyone can achieve, but it's unique to them. So your pot of soup is your pot of soup. It's not comparable to anybody else's. And the world is bountiful in what we can achieve. But we need to be able to observe it, to discern those things, to develop an understanding of it and an appreciation of it. We also need to be grateful and have gratitude towards the things that are open to us. And so basically that's my take on it. And I have two ladies joining me. And I think I'm blessed in that regard. I have women who are committed to what I'm doing and who share, in this space to also reach you guys, to empower, to educate, and to inspire you guys. And so I now will give the floor up to Pat. I want to welcome Pat. And is that April? Who just joined me?
Sharita Phillips, can you hear me, Dr. Cutler?
I'm hearing you in the distance. I'm not too sure why, but welcome on into the space.
Can you hear me now? It's Sharita Phillips.
Oh, Sharita, welcome, girl, welcome. It's good to have you on. So today is when I look at, I take a summary look at what we had looked at over the week. And today I'll be asking a question regarding exactly, a little more definition as to how we should take all the various tenets that you have talked about and how we can actually actualize abundant living. And so I want to call on Pat, and then I'll call on you, Sharita, afterwards. Pat, thanks again for joining me. And
you're welcome.
What's your take? How do we summarize this so that people are able to take from this week-long tele-summit information that they can take into their life, integrate into their life, in order to achieve abundant living?
Okay. Well, we have talked about some very deep topics this week. I think to absorb all the ideas that were presented would be like eating an entire elephant, and you can't do that all at one time. But you can set yourself toward absorbing the ideas a little bit at a time. You know, Dr. Caudill, you might not know this about me, but I'm in my 70s. And in my lifetime, I have learned some really wonderful lessons. And one of the lessons I learned is that everything that's important is invisible. And the things that are visible are just symbols of what's going on invisibly behind the scene. So if you see abundance, like let's say you see a wealthy movie star or a wealthy sports performer, okay, that's the visible part. But what's behind the scene? What made those two individuals wealthy? You can train your mind's eye to see what's invisible. And one of the best ways to start yourself on the road to abundance, if you're not there now, is to kick gratitude into gear. It is a wonderful place to start, to be right where you are, to observe what you observe, and to be grateful for what has already manifested, because the gratitude will bring up a full sense of recognition inside your mind and your heart, and the recognition will bring the next step of gratitude. And by doing that, you're taking one step at a time, forward and upward. And the upward movement is a big spiral that just grows and grows and grows. And before you know it, you'll be living in the lap of the abundance that is there. But maybe now you can't see it because abundance is invisible. And you have to wrap yourself around that concept. So work to see it, work to be grateful, and you're on the path.
Thank you, Pat, for your explanation as to, you know, how, you know, what it is and how it could be achieved. And yes, I know. I think it's a very abstract concept. It's very invisible. And but I think it depends on discern it, if we can feel it, and then it shows itself. Do we understand what it is, and do we accept it, and do we appreciate it? And thank you, yes, Pat, for your contribution. And I think with your, as you said, you were 70 years old, but you have been also a metaphysicist, and you also have lived and you lived. Stories are great because sometimes I think some people do gain the experience even younger. But some of us, even as we get older, I think our experiences are deep, our experiences are rich, and they serve to me as a great information source to inspire the younger generation, to inspire other women. And I thank you, Pat, for your contribution to this whole week.
It's my pleasure.
Summit.
Yes.
So now I'll call on Sharita. And Sharita, what's your take on, you know, to what can you add to what Pat has said? I'm just trying to bring it together. And as I was saying, I think it's very abstract. And how does our audience take this information today, and how can they use it so that they can become, you know, in position where they can, you know, attain abundant living and embrace it?
Well, my take is I agree with Pat, and I love how she said that you can't eat an elephant all in one swallow. You got to chew it. And I like that she said that what's important is a visible, because that's what I lived on. It's like faith is like not being able to see the entire staircase, but you know that you walk up a step one step at a time. And as you walk up that step one step at a time, you know eventually that you're going to get to where you're trying to get to, which is the top of the step. So like Pat was saying, that to get to your abundance, you have to take it day by day. It's a daily process. I truly believe you would never get to that place where you're fully satisfied with the abundance that you reach, because you can always go higher in anything. It's always the next level. So to accomplish that abundance, from the tools that you've heard this week, will be take one small step. Take the first step and then build on the rest. And sort of like when I teach my kids, I teach them how to write. She writes one sentence at a time, because I'm trying to improve her handwriting. So she writes it one at a time, but she writes over 100 times. And the proof is that she's accomplished what I've been trying to teach her, is that her handwriting has gotten better. And her teacher is saying, you know what, Morgan, you are really, truly, handwriting has improved. So we have to take that one step at a time, because to me, abundance is, once you get to, abundance for me is me being able to have that joy and peace no matter what I'm doing. My mom has a favorite scripture, despise not small beginnings. So although it looks like it's small, don't despise that, because Seth said it, that you don't see what we're behind the scenes. You only see what they bring in forth. So start where you are. Start with the information where you can start. Start in small steps. Start in small points until you can reach to where you desire to be.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Sharita, for sharing, and brilliant. And ladies, I want to say I'm really grateful to your involvement, your participation. And again, I want to say to my audience, if you all have a question, because I have a lot of time still, if you all have a question, you can call in, ask a question, you can share your point of view. And the number to call in is 917-889-8229. And we are open to your call, and we will respond. So just give us a call. So, ladies, I want to say again, thank you for joining me. And what I would like to add to this summary is that this event was done in celebration of International Women's Day. This has been my third event. I first started in 2014 with a summit that was entitled Successfully Forging a Livelihood Through Entrepreneurship. And last year, I looked at the mental health and physical health wellness and the importance of that in terms of us being able to lead our businesses, to grow our businesses. So it's important that we also have good health. And today, or for this year's International Women's Day, I thought I'll celebrate it by looking at the theme of abundant living. I believe that as women entrepreneurs and women in business, we can acquire an abundant life. And I think once we acquire abundant living, we'll be able to live very happy. We'll be able to embrace the best things that life has to offer. We'll be able to embrace the friendships that are available. We'll be able to embrace our families, our children, our grandchildren. And so I thought that this program will be really suited and apt for, you know, to celebrate the International Women's Day. And as a reminder to you, what is International Women's Day? And as many of you know, it's a struggle that started, I think, around 1908 with women in the United States who were looking at gaining better recognition in the workplace, equal pay, better opportunities in terms of opportunities for promotion and opportunities for holding leadership position. And it then included better working conditions. After a fire in 1911 in New York, it took the life of over 140 women. And so the struggle continued, looking at the oppression of women, the inequalities, better conditions, and for labor legislation. Now, it started with women in the United States, then without women in Germany, and then throughout Europe, there were about 17 nations or 17 countries that joined the campaign. And we learned that by the year 2013, that International Women Day was held for the first time on the 8th of March. It was observed, and since then it has been celebrated. Well, as you know, it started off with a smaller group of women from Europe, women in America, and it then spread across the globe. And today it has almost reached every country in the world. And today we see women in Afghanistan, women in Cambodia, in China, in Cuba, women in Africa, women in Russia, in Vietnam, in Ukraine. See women in Latin American countries and women in the Caribbean who are now part of this campaign and who are working steadfastly in terms of achieving equity for women in society. So this struggle has transcended race and class and every country that we can think about. And the time and the what we seek is to achieve social, political, and economic empowerment. So although we have reached this far, we also see that there are a lot of things that are taking place in the workplace that's not equitably, distributed. Women are still not receiving the same salary that men who have the same position hold. Women are not given the opportunity as readily to hold leadership positions. And we also see that the women are still faced with living in poverty, women living in abusive and violent environments, in societies where when a woman is violated, she's not seen as a victim, but she's seen as the perpetrator, the person who caused the problem. And so we also see that the parity or the distinction in terms of girls and boys who get the opportunity for education, we see there is an emphasis more on males as opposed to girls. And today the International Women's Day organization is celebrating International Women's Day from that perspective. And they ask that you join them and you give an offering, I think I can recall the right word now, in terms of parity. And so you can join them, join the organization on their website, and you can pledge, that one, pledge for parity. And so the climb or the journey that as women we have to take still continues. And so let us be in solidarity with each other as we struggle and we campaign for equity in our lives. And I hope again that this show, this platform, this program that was presented from last Tuesday, the 1st, to today on the 8th, I hope that it has been very, very informative. And I wish that you can join in, listen in, and share the information with your friends. And so I just wanted to thank you for joining me for the past 8 days. I want to thank the women for joining me also who have been participated and contributed a lot to the show. And today I want to extend a special thanks to Sharita for joining me. Thank Sharita for joining me for the first time. I appreciate your contribution to the show. And to Pat, I want to say thank you, Pat, for being with me for all the days. I really do appreciate you. I appreciate the knowledge and information that you have shared here. And I always welcome your contribution to what I do in terms of furthering the empowerment of women through my Women in Business program.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. It was my privilege.
Thank you, Dr. Keller. It's always a pleasure to work with you.
It's nice to have you, Sharita, and you two have always been persistent and consistent in the many initiatives that I have done, and I appreciate you very much also. And,
thank you.
And so I want to thank my audience again. I just want to say call in. I have some time. Can you call in? It's open. And there's no reason to be bashful. We are all easy people to talk to. And I think I am easy to talk to. Okay, can you call in? And you can always go into the platform afterwards and submit, you know, some whatever feedback you want to provide that feedback there. And I want to say again, it has been a great week, a great 8 days, and I look forward to more collaboration with the women who have been on my panel. And again, I want to say thank you to everyone, and I want to say I think I'm going to end it today. So have a great International Women's Day, celebrated in all its power. Remember, you are powerful as women. We have the right now to say I'm strong. I have the right to. You have the right to say I'm. You have the right to say I can accomplish what I want. And I can indeed live a life of abundance.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, girls, bye-bye. We'll talk.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.